We have one more speaker, Patricia St. Ange, of Mohawk and French-Canadian descent, is adopted Cheyenne River, Lakota. She and her life partner, Wilson Riles, have 10 growing children and 8 grandchildren. Pat is a member of the Idle No More, San Francisco Bay, as well as Indigenous Grandmother Circle. She's the founder of Seven Generations Consulting and Coaching. She's adjunct faculty at Mills College and Pacific School of Religion. I don't know how she found time to come here. She's also a part of a growing community in Oakland called Nafsi Yajami, the Soul Community. They have a forum and retreat center, and she's going to grace us with some great words. Let's give her a warm round of applause.
Sego Aguigo, Patricia Tanoi Kukpeshni Ichiwi Yunyats. Hi everybody, my name's Patricia. And mostly I want to just offer a closing blessing, but I wanted to say two things before that. Well, three things. One is there's a big action on Tuesday that starts with an interfaith sunrise ceremony at the Civic Center Plaza in San Francisco. And then we're going to march over to the Army Corps of Engineers office and ask them to not, we're going to demand that they not permit that last piece of the pipeline going under the Missouri River. And there's an opportunity to get arrested if you like. So, the other thing I wanted to say is that what we experienced on Tuesday has been who we are as a country since 1620. This is who we are. Conquest, colonization, enslavement, Jim Crow, internment, exclusion. That's the fundamental identity. And then we've told ourselves this other story, that we're about freedom and justice and equality and all of that. And from the very beginning, the we was landed gentry. That's who the we was. So most of us in this room weren't in the we. My ancestors certainly were not in the we. Reverend Buford's ancestors were definitely not in the we. And so, all along, though, from 1620 and 6 months, as soon as the people who were already here understood that the people who had arrived did not see them as relatives, did not have any curiosity or interest in what was already happening here, but came with an idea based on the Pope encyclical, whatever it's called, the doctrine of discovery that said, wherever you go, it's yours. And you claim it for me and you, the church, and you claim it for the monarchy. That's how this country was founded. And until we're able to tell that story, recognize the truth of it, then we will remain on the margins where all through all of that time, there have been people robustly engaged in resistance. And that's where we are. We are resisting this worldview that says some of us matter and some of us don't. And when we can continue to do that, while also recognizing the truth of the story of who we are and how we got to be here, then I think we can begin to make significant progress. And so I would encourage you to dig, read Howard Zinn, read Roxanne Dunbar Ortiz, The Indigenous People's History of the United States. There are so many people who are trying and have tried for a long time to tell the whole story. And so I would encourage, Years of Infamy is the real story about the Japanese internment. It's incredible. We don't know our own story because we think it's their story. But in fact, it's our story. So that's what I want to offer. And then in the Mohawk tradition, we start every gathering with love and gratitude. And we go from the people gathered to the waters and the earth and all the way up unto the Creator. And we end lots of different ways, but this, so I wanted to just read one sentence. And you know, when you colonize a people, you take their land, their language, and their legacy. And legacy often means their children. So when you think about all the places where conquest has happened, the land gets taken, the language gets silenced, and the legacy gets invisibilized or assimilated. And all of us have that experience. Some of us it was voluntary and some it was not. But we've all lost the thread of who we were. And so it's everybody's work, not just Indian people and not just communities who've been marginalized. Because if you go back far enough, we're all indigenous to somewhere. And that's who we need to tap into, is that sense of indigeneity and honoring our own lineages so that we can heal. Because the ancestors want to be healed as much as we do. And by healing ourselves, we heal the future generations. So, in Mohawk. Donsite wano werado ne. Sun koyati som negatine ohondun kariwateko. Te te nu werado ne. Ongwe soa. Ne aguego skono akonka. Si tieto wonrie ne yohon sate. So let us gather up all of our minds and bundle them up as one mind as we send love, greetings, and gratitude to the Creator and to all of the people gathered here as well as to people everywhere, that peace may always prevail as we mingle together here on Mother Earth. Eto no dunhakne in Guanigura. That means, and now our minds are one. And the people say, To.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May God make her face shine upon you and give you peace now and forever. Amen. Amen.